What's your full name?
Christopher Wayne Wren.
Where are you from, Christopher?
Houston, Texas.
Why are you in New York?
I have no idea.
Are you visiting?
No.
Do you live here?
Yes.
How old are you, sir?
25.
What do you do? Or what do you do for a job?
I bartend tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning you bartend?
Yes.
What time do you have to open?
10.
10 a.m.?
Yes.
Why does the bar you work at open at 10 a.m.?
For brunch.
For brunch. Okay. What is your usual shift, the morning shift?
Yeah.
What kind of bar is it? By the way, we're smoking, so there might be some pauses for cigarette drags.
Well, it's I guess, one of the better dive bars that Greenpoint has to offer.
Describe Greenpoint to those that have never been here.
It's a Polish community.
It's a Polish community?
Pretty much 90% during the day, and 10% people our age.
Mid-20s, late-20s.
Mid-20s, white.
There you go.
You know.
I'm not saying that is like a pro-white thing. It's just, I think you've described the neighborhood correctly.
Ronnie's Indian.
Ronnie's Indian. That is sunny, but
yeah.
Still,
yeah.
Now it sounds like we have token Indian friends.
Well.
And Ronnie is definitely agreeing with that. Why did you come to New York? From Houston.
Oh, no, I didn't come from Houston.
Where did you come from?
I came from Santa Fe.
You came from Santa Fe. What were you doing in Santa Fe?
Went to school.
What did you go to school for?
Liberal arts, classics program, no major.
No major?
Yeah.
How is that working out?
I work at a bar in the morning.
Why did you move to New York, though, from Santa Fe?
Because it's the only place I could go to. Because I had friends there, and because I didn't want to go back to Houston, because there's nothing to do there.
Are you glad you're in New York?
Yeah, I like New York.
How long have you been here?
About 6 months.
For people that are weary of moving to New York, what advice would you give them?
Find a job.
Find a job before you move?
Yes.
How long have you been bartending?
About 2 months.
How did you get the job? With no bartending experience?
No, I have plenty of bartending experience.
Okay. What's the worst part about bartending at 10 a.m. besides waking up to bartend at 10 a.m.?
The worst part. I mean, there's no real bad part about it except for the money. You don't get paid anything.
Why?
You get a $25 shift pay.
How long is your shift?
6 hours.
6 hours, $25 base. How much do you think you make in tips?
Good night, good day, $60.
So, and hopefully you're going home with $85 after 6 hours of work.
Yes.
That's not. How much is your rent?
$575.
That's very cheap. How did you do that? Do you live with 8 people?
I live with 3 other people.
Well, how big is the place?
3-bedroom.
Really? That's not bad at all. If you could have done anything differently before you moved here, what would that have been? Besides find a job.
Oh. Not move in with an ex-girlfriend.
Do you still live with your ex-girlfriend?
Yes.
Was she your ex-girlfriend when you moved in?
Yes.
And you still did this?
Yes.
Why? Where's she from?
She's originally from Seattle. She lived in New York. Before
okay.
We went to college together.
And that's kind of why you're in New York? Kind of?
Kind of, sure.
How is that going? I'm guessing not well.
Not very well.
Is she seeing someone? Are you seeing anybody?
I don't know about her. I'm not.
Is it possible for you to see other people?
It's not possible for me to bring anyone else home.
That's weird. That's so weird. I apologize, but that's very... I'm sorry for my candor, but that's quite odd. Do you find that odd?
I find that extremely... horrible.
Do you find it odd that someone you met literally 3 minutes ago is also asking you questions in a recorder?
You said it was an interview.
It is an interview.
Yeah, that's what I expected from an interview.
That's fair. Where do you want to be in 5 years? Location and ideal situation for making ends meet /
I would like to be here. I like New York.
You like New York, so you're going to be in New York in 5 years. What would you be doing?
Well, I'm going to school next year.
What are you going for?
Either law school. I'm applying to quite a few law schools. I'm also applying to the Gallatin School at NYU, individualized study, at which point I'd be doing international relations. And
so you want to work in the government?
Yes.
Why?
I enjoy public service.
What have you done in terms of the public service besides bartending? Because that is a public service. I am also a bartender.
Yeah.
You're serving the community, literally.
I agree.
So why do you? Why? What interests you about this?
Well, it's I mean, it's mainly for the fact that most of my study has been based on public service for the past, you know, 4 to 6 years.
But you chose that, obviously. It's not like
you
just fell into
it.
We've all taken algebra in fifth grade or whatever.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. None of us are math majors.
Right.
So what draws you to public service?
I like to know how things work. I like to know how the world works. I like to know how societies work. And from that has come a sort of diabolical and somewhat narcissistic idea that maybe I will know how those things should work.
Once you learn how they work, then what? Or is the jewel ever know? Is it just so wide?
No, no, I'm not that naive. I would like to know and then try to see if the ways I think things should work.
What is one thing that you think needs to happen in terms of public service that you could do?
That I could do.
That you can
right now.
But once you go to the school.
I have no answer to that question. Right now, all I want to do is go and learn about public service. Right now, there are certain fields which I feel like I would be better prepared at, given you know what I've studied for the past 4 to 6 years. Because I went to another school before St. John's.
How many schools did you go to?
I've gone to two. I went to Whittier in Los Angeles.
So you've been in L.A., Santa Fe, Houston, and New York.
More, apparently. I lived in Los Angeles for 3 years.
How was that? Obviously, you are in New York for a reason, so not well.
Oh, no, I loved it, actually.
Oh, really?
I love the time that I lived there.
You're a very positive man.
I love the time that I lived there, and then when I went to St. John's, it was because I wanted to get out of California, but not because of any specific reason, just that I didn't see myself staying there for the rest of my life. And
why law school, though? Sorry to go back, but law school?
I really enjoy law.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you want to be a lawyer, or do you want to work on a policy end? So are you going to law school to become a policy lawyer, or?
Policy lawyer, yeah. I enjoy law. I enjoy the way that it works, but I want to be dealing with more, I guess, governmental policy matters. Yes.
What level of government?
Eventually, council.
Council?
Yeah.
You're a go-getter, sir.
Nothing has shown that so far.
Well, you're the one at a bar. What time is it, like 3:30-ish?
3:15.
3:15-ish, and you have to be at work at 10 a.m. to serve drinks. So that's, to me, that's a go-getter. Our bar opens at 8 p.m. for a reason.
Yeah.
It's delightful.
Well, I'm only there till 6, and then I usually stay after for a little while to help out a drink.
You have 8 hours of work ahead of you. Thank you for doing this, sir.
Out the door, pocket poor, everything I believe in, leaving the score. This means more. Get kicked in the teeth, that's all right. I don't mind. I don't anyone. I got rid of my best friends just for fun. What's done is I'm through. I got kicked in the teeth, so can you. because